The Broncos have added wide receiver Jalen Waddle and new draft class. Will that be enough to help them win the AFC West? You're listening to the Bet 1430, the home of the Mile High Sports Show with Nate Lundy, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m.
Burrow fires, caught, chase. They try to chase him down, and they cannot. Touchdown.
How special is he when he gets out in the open field?
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Now, tell me if I have the right one, two, just go to my play. Want to go to my place and just kick it like Tarbo. I almost got it. And possibly bring you over. We play good music on this on the show. Laura doing a nice job. Laura, we need to connect off air. Because this is probably better suited for off air. I'll do it on there, whatever. This weekend, I was thinking, right? This is like going to screw everything up. Bill's already saying, like, you need to break by this time in the chat. And he's right. Do you go through the same thing that I go through as it concerns music? I don't think I'm unique in this regard. It's like, wow, I'm the only person that does this. But like, I have pretty eclectic music tastes. A lot of people do, right? It's not me being like, I'm the only one that feels this way. A lot of people do, I think, right? I would say the only musical genre that I don't actively seek out at times is country music. But you know, my dad loved country music. So if you put on a country music song from the 90s, chances are I know all the words. But it's not like a genre that I seek out. So when I'm in my 20s and early to mid 30s, let's say, hip hop is my favorite genre by far. And like prior to that, I love heavy metal and I love rock. Like Tool's my favorite all time rock band. Metallica's my favorite heavy metal rock band. I listen to a ton of jazz. I listen to a ton of bossa nova now. Generally, like more peaceful, right? Because as I get a little older, that's the vibe I'm looking for. I find myself, for whatever reason these days, getting a little bit more back into hip hop. Now, I'm not a huge fan, and this is not, I shouldn't put it like that. It's not that I think current hip hop, I do think it's bad. I just don't. It's not for me. Maybe it's because I'm old. Maybe it's really good. I'm not trying to tell anyone how they should feel about anything. But I've been listening to a lot of like stuff I listened to when I was younger, when I'm 19 years old, when I'm 29 years old, when I'm 35 years old, and anywhere in between. And I'm discovering all these songs. Like sometimes Tyler will say, I'm on a chat with Tyler and Femi, and like a text message got chain. And we send songs to each other. And sometimes like Tyler or Femi will send a song. And like, man, I haven't heard this song in a decade. And I love it. And I've been coming up with songs, like beats, that I'd like to come back from break with. So this was a long-winded way of saying, like, Laura and Kenny, we need to connect on this because I have some ideas of songs we can come back from break with. Thank you for... This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business. What's the credit on that highlight we just came back with? Just type it to me. Protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. Progressivecommercial.com. Amazon Prime, courtesy of the call. So, we will get to, over the course of the rest of the week, teams that I like and don't like this week. I gave you a bunch of teams I like. We'll save some of the teams I don't like for, you know, tomorrow and Thursday. And, you know, it's July 28th. A lot of time to get to all of it. This pains me a little bit because I would really like to like this team. I sound like a Valley girl, you know, like I'd like to like this team. A lot of smart people. That's not a tongue-in-cheek comment. It's not a disrespectful, backhanded compliment. I'm complimenting people. They're smart. I respect them. They love the Cincinnati Bengals this year. Maybe you love the Cincinnati Bengals this year. Cincy is 10-1 to win the AFC, plus 185 to win the AFC North. a big favorite to make the postseason. Yes, minus 175 and a win total of about 10. And basically everything you hear out of either Joe Burrow, who really is the guy that's pulling the strings in the organization, fair enough, right? Franchise stud quarterback, almost won the franchise its first Super Bowl, if not for ridiculous all-world play by Aaron Donald at the end of Super Bowl 56. If you listen to what Joe Burrow says, if you listen to what Zach Taylor says, they're basically saying the same thing, and they've been saying the same thing for months, which is they're loaded. And that the front office, and they're not saying, obviously, verbatim, that the front office has not done its job in the past, but they basically are kind of saying that the front office did something now. And that, basically, I'm paraphrasing here. They haven't said this. This is my interpretation of what they've said. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. The defense, to call it a train wreck is an insult to train wrecks. Now, here's Dexter Lawrence. And look, I'm a Giants fan. I wanted the Giants to trade Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is obviously a massive upgrade over what the Bengals had. I had my reasons. I've detailed them a million times. I'm not going to do it again. I love the Giant. I liked it for both teams. I said it at the time. Dexter Lawrence. Boye Mafe. Jonathan Allen. Brian Cook, underrated signing in the secondary for the Cincinnati Bengals. The defense is going to be better. The offensive line should be better. How could it be worse? But it actually should be better this season. It really should be, right? We like Chase Brown. Good running back. Burrow's obviously a monster. Jamar Chase is obviously a monster. T. Higgins is obviously a monster. There's legitimate reason for optimism. Here's my beef with the 2026 Cincinnati Bengals. I think the head coach sucks. I'm not a Zach Taylor guy. I never have been. I don't think he's a good head coach. And I think the defensive coordinator is also terrible in Al Golden. And I don't know what the thought process is. First off, of getting rid of Lou Anarumo in the first place. But then you replace him with Al Golden. The defense is even worse. And then you bring Al Golden back for a second year. Like, why would we expect, and I understand that there's some more talent here. But we are looking at right now, I can be wrong. But we are looking at what I would consider to be, I know they went to the Super Bowl. They almost won the Super Bowl with Zach Taylor. I understand that. I get it. Do you think he's a good head coach? The offensive coach, I don't think is very good in Zach Taylor. And the defensive coach, I don't think is any good in Al Golden. Awesome. You think, like really, we haven't seen Jesse Minter coach a game yet. Who would you take as your head coach, Jesse Minter or Zach Taylor? Who would you guess? We haven't seen Declan Doyle call plays in the NFL. Who would you guess is a better coordinator and better play caller at his side of the ball this year? Declan Doyle, who we've never seen call a game, or Al Golden? If you had to bet on one of them, who would you bet on? So look, like I get why people could be seduced by them. There's a fantasy football component of this. I don't mean that as an insult. I love fantasy football as much or more than anybody. But we get seduced by Burrow and Chase and Higgins and this offense and the promise of what some of these defensive free agents bring in. But we forget that the guys that are actually in charge are nincompoops. That they're not very good. I don't think they're better than the Ravens. I don't even know if they're better than Pittsburgh, and I don't love the Steelers this year. Here are teams that I will take over Buffalo right now in the AFC, or take over Cincinnati right now. Buffalo's going to be the first one. The teams that I will take over Cincinnati right now in the AFC: Buffalo, New England, Baltimore, Houston, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Denver, and the Chargers. And I'd consider the Steelers. I think the Bengals will be on the outside looking in at the playoffs yet again. And then Cincinnati's going to have a huge problem on its hands. In my opinion, it is more likely than not that come February 2027, Joe Burrow will be trying to find a way out of Cincinnati. Take a break. Coming up next, some thoughts on the upcoming Major League Baseball trade deadline. And we'll start in the AL East here on Westwood One Sports.
The wait is over. Every NFL team is now in training camp. Football is back, and so are the storylines. We'll keep you on top of it all. Happy football season, everybody. Westwood One Sports.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle. The battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
Lowe's Pro Rewards members, save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like public works supervisor.
Hey, this water main is under a ton of pressure. Did you ever fix it?
Yeah, 3 layers of duct tape. Wait, should I have added a 4th layer?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
DQ presents Being a Miracle Maker. Making a difference in your community has never been easier because July 30th is Miracle Treat Day at DQ. You buy a Blizzard Tree at participating locations and DQ will donate $1 or more to Children's Miracle Network to benefit your local children's hospital. So on July 30th, buy a Blizzard Tree and be a Miracle Maker, a Blizzard Eating Hero, doing their part on Miracle Treat Day. July 30th, DQ. Happy tastes good.
We had a fender bender on southbound 25 right near the exit for 20th. Still getting that sorted out here. Southbound 25 traffic is slow from about 270 to 20th. And then into the tech center, you're going to be slow starting right around Santa Fe on over to Arapahoe. Crash in Westminster on westbound 36. This is just before Sheridan. Two right lanes are blocked. That's an improvement. It was 3 a few minutes ago, but still West 36 is jammed through the connector with